Hashifta is fantastic.
What Talmidim was saying yesterday is on the Ma'amar Karmis, but I forgot about it. Elliot suggested and others that the first 3 days are different with respect to both Shela Shalom and Malacha. Is critical with respect to Tisha B'Av, which is considered the equivalent of beyond the first 3 days. Before it's in the Ma'amar Karmis, on the sheet which you have in front of you, on the last paragraph called Shela Shalom, says the Ramban, Reish Nun Zayin Umisabra. That's exactly what it goes on. Talking about Yechayat was filling on Tisha B'Av because it's only the day one, which we'll get to later. And Tisha B'Av is the equivalent of beyond day three. In that context, it goes into this Shela Shalom, it goes into Malacha, the whole story, the whole thing is there. The Furish. And the Ramban page, Reish Nun Zayin. That's out. Right, but the whole thing being before is lock, stock, and barrel. That's when the Rambam is on the Marvel. There's a cut. Number two, the Ramba, the Shver Ramba that we had in Hilchos, the Revelvel Teret. So we saw, I mentioned that the Amic, the different itself from the Kasha, the Rambam Vad. The Ramba there. Rambam Vad is mashing a little bit against that piece. And the Mekevah submission, I recall, but I don't think we have one here. Talks about the idea of Sudas Avra, but in Karakay it's matched a little differently. So speaking to the Adi, we came up with the following idea. Here's the verse. Somebody asked me, I think, in Beis Medrash. The Velvel says in that piece that the first day of Eilus is Kiyumis, and beyond that is only Sur. Somebody asked, how do you know that? So I didn't want to say at the time, but I thought it was really, maybe it wasn't even so. But I think it was printed somewhere it's not so. That, but Ken, Shloshim is only Yisur. We'll get to that later. But Shiv is Kiyumim. That means that every single day of Shiv is a Kiyum. It's not just if you have to be careful to avoid Yisurim, but every day of the Shiva, we'll get to the Kratim, the Lumbus later on, and then it's Sugyas. Every single day of the Shiva is a Kiyum of Avelus. If that's the case, I'd like to suggest that at each and every day of Avelus, the person, according to the Rambam, must not just have the bed in his house overturned, but he has to be on that bed. And therefore, in order to make sure that the person is in fact on the bed, the Rambam writes in Perek Hei in Hilchos Avelus, Halacha Yudches, that he has to sleep on that bed. Hafakom mitosa vayhu yvohoyo hu yoshna gabi mitos acherim o gabi kisei gabi oron gabi karka lo yosei kovosa ala yishna gabi mitos kfuyot. All 7 days, every single day, he has to have the Kiyum of Avelus by sleeping on the mitos kfuyot. Sure. That's how Halacha Yudches. What's Perek Dal Halacha says? Says, first day of Avelus, only Buvaz, so you can't wear tefillin, no major or meal, the Chayav Leishiv Avita Kfuya. What's that? What's happening with that shot is as follows. That unlike, the Chazal wanted to be sure that the person will have a kiyum of Avelus each and every one of the 7 days. Again, against the Brit girl, every day is a kiyum. So how do they assure that? So every day, they say, look, sleep on the bed, sleep underneath the kfuya. You have a chance if you want, the way we're saying shot now, you don't have to sleep on it, you can sit on it, it's also good. Yeah, but who says you're going to sit on it? As we said before, during the Nicham Avel and the Pashas and the Rambam is, you have to be on the floor proper. As the Gemara said, you know, the Gemara says that the prince is left out. By Yeshua Itola Art. And that's what the Rambam quotes it, that you have to be on the floor. The Pashtus, not only the Menachem has to be on the floor, which the Rambam quotes, but also the Pashtus, the Oval has to be on the floor. The Pashtus in the Rambam. I thought Maimon is not the floor, but not that way. But that's the Pashtus. So therefore, during Nicham Avelim, but he's not going to be on the mitzvah kfuya. He's going to be on the floor. During the remainder of the day, we already pointed out in the last year that perhaps he's allowed to sit in a regular chair. So we're going to have this kiyum. This is in Perek Yud Gimel, Halacha Gimel. This is the Ovo Mesa Barosh, and the Menachem Hashem Meshav, El Al Kabe Karka, Shanema, Vayeshu Ito La'orek. That's the member of the Gemara. Pashas for Ito means both, the Ovo as well. Now, Gosh Mamani Aleph is questioning whether that's true or not. It's the question of Avol Mashma, that the Avol himself has to be on the floor. The Ram didn't hold that way. Hashem held that way also. He's going to be on the floor during the end of the Chamavera. The rest of the end of the chair. So what's going to be? The answer of us is, everybody goes to sleep. Everyone goes to sleep. And therefore, if we institute, they should sleep on the music for you, we're guaranteed it'll be on the music for you. But you have to go to sleep. It's for an all-nighter in the middle of the shiva. Unlike. Oh. The boy said the first day of Avelus, what sleep? Let's say the person who had a kvura, most kvuras of our day. The kvura is 9 o'clock in the morning, noon. And the day is over at 7 o'clock in the evening. So he's going he's not going to be sleeping in between. What's going to happen to the team of day one? Of Mita Kfuya, you have to be on Mita Kfuya. Oh, that's Perek Dalet. The Perek Dalet is the Chai of Leishan about Mita Kfuya on the first day, beyond Rishon, because if the Chazal wouldn't ordain this, then we would be fearful that the day would go by without any kiyum of Mita Kfuya, which requires own personal involvement of being on the Mita Kfuya. It says synonym. And it's, of course, fits in what we said yesterday, has to do with the Surah Tavra. Gemara has in the Chavon of the base. I'm also mentioning this kind of Surah Tavra. We should sit in it the first day. Yes. Why not? Ooh. So that's a good question. That's a longish question that I will have to postpone for a while until we get to talk about Mr. Kukulo and Kiyum Balayla. Let's leave it out for the moment, okay? It's a good question. Let's write it down. Okay, those are my ha'aretz upon yesterday's shiur. Yes. No. It has to be every day of the seven. I'm saying against it, though. Every day has to be on the Mita. No. Because on the first day, Bilvad, they say you have to sit on the Mita Kfuya. And the other day, you're going to sleep on the Mita Kfuya. But the first day, there is no sleep, because the Avela starts in the middle of the day. And it fits in together with the Surah Tavra, basically, more of us. Adkan, we worked out together this morning. Maybe it's true. Okay, on both sides. Ooh. I'm going to need a Gemara Tainus. I left it on my table somewhere. Okay, we spoke yesterday about, someone took it? Okay, fine, I'll take it. Thanks. We spoke yesterday about Rechitza and about Sicha. I need a Mishnah Berurah also. It's also on the phone. We need a Hilchos Tisha B'Av. We're going to keep something. We're holding days off today. We're ready to keep the laws of Tisha B'Av keeps coming in to inform us about Hilchos Avelus. Right there, the big, big one, right there. So in Hilchos Tisha B'Av, in Mishnah Berurah, in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Dalet, this Kof Ches, he tells you, what exactly is a Sicha? What is Sicha? What is it? What do the words mean? So the Mishnah Berurah tells you what it means. It means anything which is Dark or Lossifo. Great definition. Sicha, if you use anything which is Dark or Lossifo, but that begs the question. So what exactly is Dark Philosopher? What do the words mean? To give you examples, and from his examples, we understand it's a very serious issue that we face, even in our context. The Mechaber writes, Sicha is also in Tisha B'Av. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what is called Sicha? The Dava Shadak Philosopher Kagon, the Shemen, or the Chelev, or the Boris. What does Boris mean about that? Soap, right? And another Yirmiyahu, right? He talks about this context of Tisha B'Av, the Churban. He talks about Chatsi Vaneser, cleaning yourself with Boris. It's soap. So soap, Rabotai, look at this. Soap is considered to be in the category of Sicha. This being the case is very relevant for our purposes. We know that for someone who's an Avelus, the Chmon of the Islam, he passed in the Shulchan Aruch, they'd rather wash Pan of Yodav Araglov, Bitsoni, the cold water. Can he use soap? The answer is no, because soap would be considered to be Sicha. Not only that, you can use the Aruch HaShulchan, I think it's off, I forgot another term, Aruch HaShulchan, no, that's not that one. The Aruch HaShulchan says that you're not permitted to use soap. It is Shintei Aleph, Sivov. Now they use soap. Take examples, Boris. And he says, the Kol Shekain, the Sichot, Shesh Mem Reach Tov, Kibamine Perfuma, V'chayot Sebaim. I'll tell you a great story. I give a shiur to the women in my shul, and once we were discussing, somehow came up with the topic of perfume. So I said to Peter, a woman someone's walking to the shul with perfume, and I sit on the other side of the shul, and I can tell when she walks in, that's not appropriate. That's not appropriate. And it was like a woman should walk in, and she's like, so perfumed that the rabbi on the other side of the room can know every morning, every Shabbat she walks in at 9:30, whatever it is, oh, she's here. Then I said, what's worse is I think on more than one occasion, I even knew when she walked in on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur, there is the Mishum Sicha. The pasta. So the perfume is an Eastern Mishum Sicha. By the way, it stops. For one of two reasons. Amachit is very good, I'm not sure. Either she stopped putting on perfume, or someone tipped her off, and she stopped coming to shul. To this day, I don't know which one of them it is. I don't know who it was, but I don't know what happened. My Sicha. Okay. All the day's work. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan also writes in Siv Dalit that Sticha is only also for 7 days, but beyond 7 days, it's Mutter. They only were asked Rechitza, but they never asked Sticha. And the reasons don't apply. Why is it important that the reasons? We went through the three reasons yesterday. They don't apply. This is important that we know as follows. That it's not an automatic extension. That the minig was that the Yisurim of Rechitza and Sticha are extended automatically to Shlosh. Like kind of a low plug. No! When it applies, it applies. Doesn't apply, doesn't apply. Sicha doesn't apply, doesn't apply. And therefore, Bizman Azeh, when the three reasons they also not apply, as we discussed yesterday, the Baptist Dominic doesn't apply either. That's a very important Nakud over here. Okay, this is as far as Sicha is concerned. Now let's. Yes. Yeah. That's a question. That's a good question. That's a good question. I wondered about that myself. When I had this instance, I said it could be a perfume of Sicha. I didn't say it definitively because we could argue, as Tani does, that Sicha means it has to be I think it's translated as anointing, right? Is that how that's officially translated? Anointing? The article says. Anointing. That is a feeling of like a cream or an oil. Not something which is liquid, pours like water. Yes? Could be. Now, when I read over here in the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mishnah Berurah, you're talking about the prohibition of washing your hands with soap as being an Easter of Sicha. Now, when you wash your hands with soap, there's no cream, there's no oil, and I don't know what kind of soap they use. I probably use a bar soap, no? I don't know what they use over there. They have to choose and get a history lesson. Yeah, what they use? Okay, I don't know either. Good answer. So therefore, I understood from this Aruch HaShulchan that there's no requirement that Issa Sicha has to be some kind of an oil-like or cream-like substance, anything. And if I understood the word perfume in the Aruch HaShulchan, that means straight perfume. That's true. It's Russian. It's Tzichos Chiyeshen Reachtov Kamamine Perfume. Now maybe he means an oil which is with a good fragrance. Maybe that's what he means. But I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I don't know. Let me know. Zina, I'm a foolish. I looked for once. It's perfume in Yisrael Tzichos. It's not a liquid perfume. You put on your skin. Perfume. It smells very good. But it's not a rubbing action. I don't know. The Aruch HaShulchan to me seems like it's saying it's the kind of Yisrael Tzichos, but if one could prove to me the reverse, we happen to hear it. So that the lady who walked in on Yom Kippur was not over any Yisurim. I would try. But let me know. If you find out, you'll please let me know. Okay, let's go on. Now, in the Mechaber, back in our Simon, which is Simon Shintayalis, in Siv Gimel, okay, let's take a look. In Siv Gimel, of course, it's very important. It's based upon the Gemara, really, Masech the Bruch. But let's see it. Open up the Shulchan Aruch, please. Shintay Aleph Gimel. The Mechaber says, well, we can already start in Beis. The Beis is also important. Sicha Keter, as Vasa, if it's a Kolshu, right? In the Chag on the Tanuk. Av Lahar, Lahavar, Azu, Am Amutter. That we saw in the more Tainus, it's Gimel on the Beis. V'yein, Tarach Lomar, Mishim Refua, Don Sheyeso, Chatotin, Berosho. So there are two levels of Hefner in the Mechaber. Very important. There are two levels of Hefner. The first level is Lavra Gluma. The second level, the Ainsa of Loma, is a medical reason. Chatatin Barosha. Clear? Everything clear? Gimel. Yoledet Avela Shetzricha Lirchot Mutter. Okay, man just say Abuvia Bereshe Mutter Lachafrosha Bechamin Logora Me Istinis. Here the first foray into the world of Istinis. Pirush Kara Gufo Metuna. Shemutter Lirchot Kogufo. The below me call me Shah Om Istinis Ani Matirno. And the Daphne Shu Yodua Shu Istinis. Umisnag Venikius. Vimal Yirchat Yitzar Harbe. The Yavoli De Mechush. Woo! I get sick over it. Whatever that means. This is a very important machaber to Gimel. You have to analyze it very carefully. It's not so simple. You take a look in the Mordechai, in Siman Tuf, Kuf, Yudayin, you'll see the immediate counterpoint to this machaber. The Bukhara is a tremendous clash against the machaber. And it's based upon a Sugyan Brocha. But let's, I don't have Brocha in front of you. Turn to the Mordechai and the Maram Kaimash, I believe, no? Tuf, Kuf, Yudayin. Not here? Yes, Ruch Hashem. Tov, Kuf, Yud, Zayin. Anyone has it? Page 44 in this print. Let's take a look. The Mordechai quotes a chunk of the Gemara in Bracha. So since you don't all have the Gemara in front of you, we'll read it from the Mordechai. Guys, Sinon, the Terechai Yakori. I said, why have you been seen? Bracha says, Zayin in the day. The Mishnah. Rochat, Laila, Rishon, Shemei, Pishto. Omelot, Hanidah, Zimadatana, Rabbeinu. Shabbat also bechisa. Amalem, ain't a kishar kol adam is the nitani. Am I having it? Look inside. You must look inside. This is the Mordechai Tatkayaz who's quoting from a Mishnah Brach. Who befarsh the Gemara the Chiz v'achlisa kiyoma vanina slayla derabonan. Who will welcome is the nit lo gaz pirish hayam besukan the lerfuah yaosa maskina the muta of a lirchot bechamin when he's doing it with. But it ain't also the Tanas, rock with a fool. The Chen Lochot Rosh, or Yanir Lez Demuter. Because the way Abub Yod Reshe. The Chen Yolet Es Muter Es Lirchot Vimei Evla. Lo Gora Miyis Nisahaka. Okay? And he quotes, Yom Kippur. Even though Tichot Asa, Chatotem Berosh Yom Sof Kedago. The Chen Matzazi B'tshuva Achas Shere Abeinu Shimshin, Hitzel Yolet Es Shemes Lameis Yom, Yud Aleph Leid Asa, Lirchot, here's the key word. Miyom Rishon Va'elech. What do you mean Miyom? What do those three words mean? What does it mean? After what? The first day is over. Where did he get it from? He got it from the Mefurash Gemara. The Gemara has a certain coolness here in the figure that the Brachos of Tezayin is shall limit it to after the first day. Mefurash. How can the Shulchan Aruch leave it out? The Shulchan Aruch left it out, no? Shulchan Aruch says that it's mutter period, even on day one. So give me an answer, suggest an answer. The different sources suggests an answer. Suggests an answer. He says, well, the Mordechai is going according to the Shita, the Avedos Yomishin is the Horaisa. So we pass, and Avedos Yomishin is the Rabbonon. It's very many times over. Number one, the Mechaber holds is the Horaisa, at least it's Nota. And here he's making up his time even on day one. I'm sorry? I don't think so. So it's at least caught 2 days, that's for sure. They have to caught 2 days over here too. If that's the issue. Number two, we'll see soon, and Tyson said it's not that way. So the Bach, in fact, passes like the Mordechai against the Mechaber. That these coolest, which we have in Shulchan Aruch B'Tzan, says the Bach, not true. It's only permissible after the first day. After the first day. So what do you do with the Mechaber? What do you do with the Mechaber? The problem. So on both sides, Hoysi Zeh Tekasha and Tezayin and Bez and Brachos, one after the sea. We said, hey, what's the difference between the first day and the other day? We all know that Onen Ein Nami Ein Noah Gela B'Meiser Avin Rechitza D'Avelos D'Rabonani. The difference. Hoysi is already asking a Kasha. We all know. Hoysi knows that Avelos is D'Rabonon. If Avelos is D'Rabonon, then what's the difference between the day and the night? It's all exactly the same thing. Hoysi is Kasha. What does he give a terror? They give a terror, it's an interesting terror. He says, if it's a rice of my miser, Rabbi Shah Zom, Rabbanan Nami, Havel, the Migzah, they're called the Tikkun Rabbanan, Kain, the rice of Tikkun. What we're saying over here is, there's a distinction between the day and the night, even if it's all the Rabbanan in terms of Avelus, because it's the rice in terms of Kachin, or Miser Shade. Okay. So, if this is the case, at least arguable, at least arguable according to if the mechaber is going to be, let's assume all that choices. It's all you suggest. It's all you suggest. So what? Choices is the rabbanon. The yom rishon is more common than the night. So at least arguable. It's only true when they have kashrus on the shani. If it's a kind of a zera to a kain tikkun, which only when they're both in existence in the world. But it's not a zera. We no longer have any of these things, no kashrus, no ma'aser shani. We have none of these things at all. So maybe we have a right to be more makil than they were then. Perhaps not so clear whether that's a good terrace, but a possibility. Another possible terrace of both sides. The Rosh in the Sefer Brachos that I asked you to see says, what's istinus? Istinus is, according to the Rosh, a heter b'shat ha-tchak l'refuah. Rabbi say, heter, that doesn't mean sakonis ha-fashis, chas v'sholim. There's nothing to talk about, sakonis ha-fashis, and then all there's discussion. There's a Shabbos, there's a Yom Kippur, talk about a veil, there's nothing to talk about. The Torah doesn't mean it's ain't both sakonis. Ain't both sakana. Ain't both sakana. If you know the Hilchos Yom Kippur, ain't both sakana. Not so simple that you'd be able to eat on Yom Kippur. Pashtus is not, because it's an Issa Doraisa. We're not Mati Yisurim Doraisa. Generally speaking, for a chol esh ain't both sakana. We're not Mati. You have, for example, the Rotten Rice of Yuma. That's from the fact that you're permitted to be to have Chatosim Barosho, and it's Mutas Alirafu, as an indication to the Ran at least, that Shari Nuyim is the Rabbonim. If it had been Doraisa, we wouldn't be matter it, just because someone's scalp itches, I don't know, it's dandruff, I don't know what it is. Not danger to a life. What right do you have to be matter the Orais? That's Chitas Arosh, and fine. And however, there are all Rabbonim, like, in his Parish, on the Rift, in the Sefer Brachos, says not that way. You know, Avelis is Doraisa, it's Mutas Beistinus anyway. Why? The only thing that's us is Rechisa Shaltainos, as I explained the other thing from the road. Shaltainos means to go from a neutral state to a pleasurable state. But if you're going from a painful state to a pleasurable state, that's a tardive natural. On the level of Doraisa, the distinction makes sense. You know what's going on? On the level of Doraisa, we have Kippur also. Shari name is Doraisa. Afa became, it's Mutas to shampoo your head if there's too much itch and dandruff. It's getting out of discomfort. It's not called in the category of Tanugin. That's why the Istinus is Mutter. It's not Istinus, Hefer B'Shat HaTzchak, it's not the Chuyah, if you will, it's Putra. So the question becomes, if that's the case, Rechter Ra'ah, so what's the problem with day one? What's the problem with day one? The problem with day one is as follows, that the status of Istinus is not a Dover HaNira La'ayin, Rechter Ra'ah. It's not so clear that the person really is an Istinus. So therefore, it's not so clear what the Sakana's Chazal was, at least the first day, which is the Oraisa, equal the Oraisa, really the Oraisa, we're going to be machmir not to allow the Heter of Istinus to work. Again, it's not a Dchuyah, it's even a Hutra of the Chaskhila, but there's no Istinus of Shavuot of Tanus. But it's not near the Ayin, it's a Dusakum. But interesting, look at the Shulchan Aruch Rav. The Shulchan Aruch we read before. Not every individual who wants to consider himself to be in the category of an Istinus is treated as such. One that we know about, where did it come from? It came from the Rosh. The Rosh said so. Oh, so if that's the case, you can say, Tekam Shat in the Mechaber. What was the question? The Mechaber asked was Matir Istinus even on day one, and the Gemara only is Matir on day two, as we saw in the Mordechai. What's going on? Here's the answer about the quantum of the Rosh. That the Gemara was only matter after day one. What's wrong with day one? Because not near Elayim. We say the Machaber is not that he's more makel than the Gemara. He's more machmir than the Gemara. The Rosh says this is not near Elayim. So therefore, we're matter on days 2 through 7. We're after on day one. The Machaber after all 7 days in the case of Isnis is no near Elayim. He's only matter an Isnis that's obvious to everybody that he is an Isnis. You don't believe what he says. Rather, we know Yadua is an Istinus, besides Bekias, you know all these things. It's facts. We know there's facts about that. If you know it as a fact, then the Machaber's matter is. So that's kind of a head to look even on day one. The only Istinus of day one is one that there are always a case in which it was not near a lion. But here this guy is well known, so we are Master Day One. Takeres, the fact that we require this level of interest that's near line on days 2 through 7 at the Chumrah above and beyond the Gemara, according to the Pirush of the Ra'ah. And you can actually make a diuk. The Ra'ah gives an example of what, how you know something is not Latanis. He's going through the water to wash its fruits. That's the Gemara, such an example. Now, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Osai. Rabbi Gamliel asked him day one. Why? Was it well known that Rabbi Gamliel was an Isthmus? What do you say? Apparently not. How do you know? What word? What's the key word? One word. What's the key word? Talmidim asked him, what did he respond? Isthmus what? Ani. He didn't say Isthmus Musa. He said, how do you respond? Isthmus Musa means they knew he was an Isthmus. They didn't know it was a Hester. And he told them it was a Hester. No. He said Isthmus Ani. They didn't realize it was an Isthmus. Okay? I left the kasha, according to the Shulchan Aruch. How did he do it? It wasn't well known. How did he go even at night to wash himself? According to the Shulchan Aruch, that's not allowed. The answer is, he wasn't moral acher. I can't tell somebody. Someone calls up on the phone. Hello, I'm an Avelis. Can I go take a shower? I'm an Isthmus. I said, who said you tell the truth? Prove it. Rabbi Gamliel didn't call anybody up. He was a rabbi. So since he knew he was an Isthmus and it was ready to ask the first day, so he went to the Rabbi. Okay. A second possible answer to the Machal. Yes, sir. He got it from the rush. The rush created this moment.
Right.
So the rush says that the Machaber called the rush, but it's a Dina de Gemara, not a Dina de Gemara. I'm not sure, but the Machaber had this issue. Once the Machaber has this issue, and what was the original question? The Machaber is too make you, then I'll forget it, if anything is more Machaber. Now you're asking, why was he more Machaber? That's a good question. Huh? The rush said it. He's quoting from the rush. Then it says, a siyog, whatever it may be. But once you have this siyog, then it takes care of the original cash. Okay? Good. A third possibility, I asked to see the Shita to revolve. The revolve is a nephew of the Balamor. The Shita to revolve, he points out in the Sefer Brachos, Mizdape Arif, Yudam and Aleph, towards the bottom of the page. Guess what he says? There's a whole sugya here about Isthmus. And guess what? It's not found in the Rif. It's found in the Rambam. How come? How come they left it out? They left it out. It's time we don't pass the Rabbi Gamliel. Ha ha! We don't pass the Rabbi Gamliel. The Gevalt. Isthmus should be us. The Isthmus should be us all 7 days. But the answer is about that? Hey, nothing on me. The Isthmus of the Gemara is also all 7 days. When the Machaber is talking his language, he's not discussing the Isthmus of the Gemara. Isthmus of the Gemara is all that closeness and some discomfort. That's, in fact, also all 7 days. But when the Machaber is matir, an Isthmus over here, he talks about Yoledes, Bolidei Mechush. It's a much higher level. Yoledes, Bolidei Mechush. The Ramban himself writes in page Kufay and Dalid that someone's on that level of Bali de Mechush is booked on the first day of Avelis, before Shir Ramban. I think Gemara says no. The Terez Gemara is talking about an Isthmus, and Ramban is talking about Bali de Mechush. The Mechaber, again, is a Machmir. He's only quoting after Bali de Mechush. So Bali de Mechush works on the first day. Okay, that doesn't even quote after Isthmus to the other days 2 through 7. They all have to be revolved. This is the answer I wanted to suggest to answer the Kasha, which we have against Shita Sarah, our Mechaber. Why didn't distinguish between day one and the other day? Okay. In this Tosfos over here, Rabotai, Dimamatzal Isthmus, here on that Tezayin in the days of the Sefer Brachos, the Tosfos says something very interesting. They said like this, there'd be a tzar if he wouldn't wash himself, and they say, Tein Osir, Elim Mishum Tanis, and he quotes Yuma, Mi Shiesh Lach HaTodin Berosh HaTok Kedach HaYom HaKippurim, Medach Hoshesh, Afal Gav Bistichot Kishpir Yom HaKippurim. What's that? Who can't see the Tishtiyah? It's not see the Tishtiyah. What's he introducing to the Tishtiyah? What's he doing over here? Here, I think, is the answer about that. On Yom Kippur, we pass an answer to see the Ma'am HaKaimus. We pass in that Sikha Lahaver as Azuamaz us. You saw in the Sechta Taina that it's Mutter, but in Yechot Yom Kippur, it's called in the Furish of Mechaber that it's us. Sikha Lahaver as Azuamaz Yom Kippur is us. Tafresh Shadalad Sif Aleph. According to the Baba Avraham, Rechita Lahaver as Azuamaz Alechlub is Mutter Yom Kippur. My high. Why is Sikha Asr and Rechita Mutter? I think here's the answer. Sikha Kishtiya. Sikha Kishtiya means with respect to Yom Kippur, Sikha is much more chomer than is Rechita. It's whatever the expression Sikha Kishtiya means, it's like almost like breaking the fast. Almost, not quite. So therefore, we're more machmir, even the Haver Tazuama on Yom Kippur, where they'd be made by Rechita. Nonetheless, about that, even though we're machmir with Yom Kippur, that Sikha Lahaver Tazuama is Asur, but nonetheless, the dinners in the Furusha Gemara in Yuma and Zion, Chatotin Barosho, Soch Kedarko, Vieno Koshesh. Right? Soch Kedarko, Vieno Koshesh. What's Shat? A separate heter about that. A heter Menokam Choli. A heter Menokam Choli. Okay? So Tosis is trying to demonstrate that there's an additional level of heter. Aside from the din of Isthmus, there's an additional level of heter of Choli. How do they know an additional heter exists? Because in Yom Kippur, when the heter of Lahaver Tazuma does not apply, it's not a taina, it's still usher, and this is not a taina, it should still also be usher, but it's a separate kula known as Mokom Choli. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch mentions both kulas in Siv Bei. What does it say? Number one is the kula of what? It ain't a mechavel the tanuk, Lahaver Tazuma. Number two, the ain't Sarach Lomar, Rufuah. The mechavel quotes the two aterim, Vizakarzeh. He quotes both aterim, one after the other. Oh, what about Rabotai on a case of Boli de Mechush, which is not Boli de Mechush? What kind of status is that? So, the mechavel, as I mentioned before, is Matir, and Hilchot Avelus. I asked to see the Rosh with the Madani Hunter from the bottom. Let's take a look for a minute. Those who have the more brokers. When the Rosh quoting with Shalmi about Chatzotin, and it says, if it's Sakana, even Yom Kippur. Doesn't mean Sakana is a Farsha Sasha. Elabisha ain't no Sakana. Right? So the Madani Yosef explains the Yom Kippur and Tisha B'av is only Mutter and Makom Choli. Or we call it a second Kula. Makom Rafua. But for Avelus, even though we'll call the lower level, to remove the Tzav, which is not the Rafua, is Mutter. And so the Rosh says, over here in Simon Tezvav, it's charged against the Rach. The low Kenosha Pirish Rach. That the whole heter of Isthmus is only the Rafur. And the Rosh says, that's not true. That's not true. Yom Kippur and Tisha is only heter of the Rafur. But in Avelus, the heter of Isthmus is less than Rafur. Some, he's in discomfort. Even that, this case is Mutter in the case when it comes to Avelus. Okay? Let's try here on the Rosh and in Simon, Tezvav, and Brochus, the second parrot, in the figure of Isthmus. Now, it's interesting. The Mechaber and Sif Gimel, as I mentioned before, what is it matir? What's an incident? If it's a star harbe, the yovel day mechush. Okay? Now, interesting. If you look at the original source, which is the Torah of the Ramban, no! He requires this high level of the star harbe, yovel day mechush, to be matir on day one! He had the whole case over there, they had a whole minig, they had come from the cemetery, and they washed, the shul, the whole business, to be matir on day one! Then he requires the Sahai of Bodhi Mechush. So for reason unknown to me, the Torah of the Makaba quoted that condition of the Sahai of Bodhi Mechush for all 7 days. I don't know. I don't understand this one. No, I don't understand it. I don't understand. I don't know. So look at the Ramban, you get an impression that perhaps even on the first day, you don't need such a high level of of Mitzar Avodah and Nechash. Not so clear. That's where Rabbanan holds his whole minig over there. He calls the minig of the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi, that they had a minig, they walked into the Kvura, and then they would ask the Rechitza for all 7 days. But the Haver says, no, I'm not Mutter, even the Yom Rishon, says the Ramban. Our Gemara apparently doesn't hold to this minig. Or it has it? Well, Rabbi Gamliel is washing already a second washing. What do you mean a second washing? He already washed by day the traditional washing of the minig of Yerushalmi, and I washed a second time. That's a possible chat in the Ramban. So he was more sensitive. Got the impression he washed every night. Whole story. Get the impression that after the first day, as long as he used to washing all the time, it's permissible for the Ramban, even without the Mitzar Harabah, the Mefesh, which is against the Lashon of the Mechaba. This kasha I don't know how to answer. If you have an answer, you let me know. Okay. This takes care of the Sugya of Istanit, as it sounds primarily in the Sefer Bracha, but also it's clearly here's Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Pei Aleph, Siv Beis and Gimel. Okay, let's go on. Siv Dalet. What's Siv Dalet? Talks about a case of Tafu Avela. Terrible case of Tafu Avela in a row. In the back, an Imre Baruch. Second. Listen to this. And there's a Hagah on the double Merivava, page 432 in the standard version of Shulchan Aruch. I have to look at it. Where remember I mentioned to you yesterday that the different customs about what our minig is beyond Shiva, and some Asr, the Shas considered the Ramot have Asr even a little bit, even hands and tonic, no, can't be, only Kol Gufo B'Tzona. But others say, no, not true. That even that's Muslim. The only Asr Chanin in the period of Shloshim. So he quoted a Teferas Moshe in the forest, the Gam Kol Gufo Mutter B'Tzona. How do you know? The Lohigia Haramo Al Siv Dalas, the Tafu Avelus, the Matra Machaba Lirchos Kol Gufo B'Tzona. Hey, according to the Ramo, it goes two shivas in a row. According to the Ramah, if you learn as a shach, since he had one avelus, the minig is to ask the rechitza for the whole month. How can the Ramah be silent when the Mechaber in Siv Dalet is saying he has never had two avelus in a row, he can wash his whole body in cold water? According to the minig of Ramah and Siv Dalet, as the shach understood, he should have jumped up on Siv Dalet and said, no, we don't have this minig anymore nowadays. That's the argument over here quoted in the Imri Baruch on Shem Shin. Pay out. And he quotes the Eli Rabbis in that way, that Lechitus Kol Aguf B'Tzon and Mutach HaShiva, and it's against the Mamad Avraham. It's a shadow of what the Minigar Amor really is. So three possibilities. The Shach considered originally, even your hands in cold water is also cold Gufo Kol, he rejects that, and his conclusion is not clear what he's concluding. It's only also if a common is minig, or even also if it's tonal. And one of the reasons that tonal is mutter is that there are more silence with respect to Siv Dalet. No, but those who are machmer, the Kivega, for example, is machmer, what is he going to do? He'll say there are more quiet and Siv Dalet, and it's tonal and Siv Dalet. You'll figure it out on your own. That's every time to say it again, he said it once. Good enough. That's how the Kivega will respond. The Pasha. Oh, I saw this cat. This I saw the terrace in the Divrei Sofer, an ingenious terrace. According to the Mashal, the reason for the issue is Shema Yisafe. He's going to go into the to wash himself, and he's gonna shave or take a haircut. So they want to step by care. So if he's in Shloshim, he's already out of Shiva, we're afraid of Mazalzel and take a haircut. But never Pukfu Avel, he's back in Shiva again, we're not afraid to take a haircut in Shiva. Either way, this is a shaila. How do you lower the Rabbi Kiva? But still, it's a little mitzvah, so shver. In the Gemara, that matter, it's a shiva midina, because it's kosher lebrius not to wash for more than 7 days. It's difficult. So really, the goal makes zeris beyond 7 days. So the dialogue is, what can I do? So I'll create a zero, I'll do this for it. But it's so hard to accept that mimic when they see the Gemara went out of its way to be matter, it needs to be dina. Because it's hard to go more than a week without washing. We're going to go make insurance for a month. I said before, they didn't have running water then and hot water then. I once went to, took my children on Chalamayit to a Revolutionary War restoration. And I have all these things, you know, good trips to children on Chalamayit. So they were showing us a room from the recreated from the 1770s, you know, the period of the revolution. And there was kind of a container about this big. I said, what's that? That's the how you used to wash themselves. So I asked the tour guide, when they used to wash themselves, well, they didn't have any running water. They didn't have any running cold water, running hot water. They used to get water. They take some kind of water, if I heat it up a little bit, and then pour it on themselves. I said, how often did they wash themselves, the whole body? In the lake, in the river, how often? She said, she's done history work, I don't know. She was being paid for done history. She said to me, like this, once a year. This is yeshivish, I think, but it's quoted, I don't know if it's true, it's quoted in history books, that the Jews were blamed for the Black Death because they died at a much lower rate. Why? Because we were cleaner. Because the halacha have to wash the cover Shabbos. We were much cleaner than, you know, they're not running water, they're not going to go schlep to a river, to a mikvah, whatever. You know, just never wash themselves. So even when you did wash, we were the cleanest people in the world, but we washed the cover Shabbos Kodesh, facing the Gemara. So then, the average Jew will never wash something more than once a week with Chalila, so then, so if he goes 4 weeks, it was understandable. But it's not as that people are sitting and taking showers every single day and there's running water. That's, I don't know, this minute again, I still haven't found any book to be matured, except for the little quote from Moshe Soloveitchik in the context of the 9 days. But it seems to me that the people are voting with their feet, stepping into the showers after Shiva, the spirit says in the book. That's my understanding. Yes. A lot of persons think, of course. Let's say, for example, he's involved in the 13th annual 9-day volleyball tournament. And he comes out sweating with so hot day today. Of course it's mutter, that's for sure. It's a haver et azul, it removes the sweat. That's for sure. Well, it just so happens the tournament takes place in the 9 days. I mean, it's something which is, yeah. It's okay. Yeah. I thought the same. I thought the same thing. I know the difference. I'm not up to these distinctions. Forgive me. Okay, fifth hay. What's fifth hay? Talks about tvila bismana. Interesting. Tvila bismana. The rush. Everyone, I'll open up to the rush, please. It's Simon Lamed Zion. You don't mind. The rush. Simon Lamed Zion. Rush says, go quote many of these Gemara's because quoted one, Yumai and Zion, it's the end of the first column. La'aber says, Zuma, Chatosin Barosho, the Yerushalmi, all this stuff is quoted here. Then in the top one, in the second column, he says, the Mutalitzbo Tila Shal Mitara, Kedatani Yumai Pechet, Kokaivit Tila Tovus Kedakan, Be Matishabov, Be Miyoma Kipurim. So Haimel Data Gaon and Shapos with Tila Zvana Mitzvah. I mean, in the time, Posik with Sefer Yosha, Kama Tila Zvana Eina Mitzvah, basically more needed of Lamed. If she's a needle or pitfall, we may have a lusa, she may not go to the mikvah. That's a very common shout. The woman has to go to the mikvah. She's not allowed to go. Because the field of his manna is lav mitzvah. The Torah quotes the day which says it should still be mutter. Why not? Why not mutter? Even if the field of his manna is lav mitzvah, but it's not a chita shal tari. She's going into the mikvah for a second, coming back out of here. Yes? Yes, you do. Oh, no. I'm sorry. Tefillah bizman alav mitzvah means you don't have to do it right away. You do it tomorrow. Do it the next day. That's the pashtus. The woman has, what, 95 tefillahs? Is that the right number? Something like that. So that she has to go the first opportunity, she has to go 95 times to the mikvah. I think that's the right number. The figures neither, but we all know. But dial the tefillah b'achrona. It was the last one. He says, dial the tefillah b'achrona. You can save 94 tefillahs. Charge $10 for the mikvah. He says, the savings of $1,000 that money. The pastor, though, the Ramban is mashmah kuf and page kufay and dalad and hay should be had the gomer. What's the use of it? What do you need to do with banana to be matter for? There's nothing wrong with it whatsoever, because after all, it's not a rechita shel tanag. We already pointed out before, rechita shelena shel tanag is mutter. Reisi betayis shem afarshim kufay and dalad. Afilu silu bezmana shalom bezmana nami mutter. Go into the mikvah, just do the bile anyway. There's no point, therefore you may not go. Oh, the real reason why you can't go is because it's pointless to go. What are you going for? It's pointless. That's why you can't go. But there are more rights here, something very interesting. After the Mechaber says, in the Togala, Dr. Amor, of a kol shekain, shein erochetis lubosh levonin. The sin of lubosh levonin, heftikara, which is accompanied traditionally by the washing process. So the Ramah says that cannot be done during the Shiva Timei Avelus. The Taz Meshachta is wrong. It's a Rechita Sheena Shal Tainug. And Tefillah would have also been Mutter, but it's for no purpose. But now she'll make Eftekar in the middle of the Shiva Timei Avelus. She will tell us the Bible a week later. So it is a purpose. It serves a purpose. So it serves a purpose. It's Mutter. I have a slight problem even according to the Mechaber, I'll tell you the truth. What do you mean there's no purpose for the Tefillah? We'll get to it later, although Tashmish is usher, but Shah Kravitz might be mutter during the Avelis. We'll get to the details. So why shouldn't it be mutter, in fact? I don't know. I don't think anyone who said it, but the Chol should be mutter. It's a Torah, it's Eina Shal Tainug, yes.
Once you
got
Natar, it'll come
to you. Ah, they made a Hashash. Okay. They talk about that in Hilchos Nidah, it's a discussion of it. If a woman will be brought in the mikvah, but it's Yom Vetzah, but she can't, she's through the Baila, she'll let it go anyway. Most people think she'll let it go, but that's not our topic for right now. But maybe it's a possibility. Let's go. Sivvav, we spoke about it at some length already on both sides. This is the famous, we had a shot against the Frisha. I don't want to go into the whole story all over again. We went through all of it. We went through it. I don't want to repeat it. Okay. I mean, do you remember what we spoke about? That when it says over here, Achar Zayin Muteris B'Bakol, Bakol didn't refer to Kichel and Pirchus, that's the Shul Mutter, that's what everybody calls the Mechita. Refer to what we call Tachshita, it doesn't mean raceless, like the Sitz of the Ezra. It means taking off part of the body here. It's a distinction between Shul Malah and Shul Mata. And we went through it, so I don't want to go through the whole thing again. But there's an interesting point over here, where the Shulchan Aruch says a language which is the source of some controversy. We said over here that a bogeret is asura, okay? Aval rasura berechitzas kamin kol gufa. Interestingly, the Ramban in page Kufay and Vav didn't say that. The Ramban said it's mutter. It's asura berechitzas kamin. That's all he said. Didn't use the word kol gufa. He explained. It's because Efshe B'tone, the passage in the Ramban, it's referring to part of Yodav HaRagwell. And this woman, this Bulgarian, is asura to wash her hands in hot water. Not only her whole body, even to wash her hands in hot water would be prohibited. And after all, the Gemara in the Sefer Tanit HaYud Gimel talks about the din of Ein Bulgarian Rashol and Naval Asma. And it's going on what? Kichul and Pirchus, right? Let's open that. What about the Gemara Tainus should open up? Because this is the cash which they ask against the Mechaber. They accuse the Mechaber of being against the Mefurish Gemara. That's not a good act. That's not, you don't like that kind of accusation. No? So what did the Mechaber say? The Mechaber says, Abel Asur Brechitis Kamen Kol Gufo. This is implied to these questioners that Panav Yodav Araglov Mechaber would be smutter. It's against the Mefurish Gemara. Not a Mefurish against. Because the Gemara says, "Posa Brisa," on Yud Gimel on the base. The first one, top line, Ena belgeres rasha al enavel at asabi me'evel aviyah. What do you mean? Avol also hoshet bal b'chamin. El abitzan lo akichul lepirchus. So the pashas in the Gemara is that she's prohibited from washing her hands and face and feet in hot water. So why does the mechaber say only kol gufo is us? That's the question. That's the question which is Rabbi Akiva Eiger asked the question. Take a look at the regular Shulchan Aruch. Look at Rabbi Akiva Eiger. No less than authority. Kivegas says, "It wasn't a tour." Samu Ali, Amai Daki Kol Gufa, Vafilu Parnei Yodei Avraglei Asur Bechamin, Kirita Lehedja Besugi Per Kama Detainis. Ilei Bechamin, Eina Bageras Rasha. Right, that's what we just got through reading. Rama Rav Chizda, Avol Asa Lehoshet Bo B'Mayim Chamin Bechulei, Historically Iyun Gadol. Kivegas Kasha. Mayor Dika Kasha. Okay? The Mechaber seems to say it's the Kivegas. That's Panagar Raka, the Khamer is Mutta. And the Gemara says that it's awesome. That's pretty bad. It's so bad that the very soul from the Nunhei calls to Chassam Sefer, it's impossible to explain the Mechaber. Can't do it. Unless you want to change the Girsa. And how we change the Girsa? Asur Berchitas. Ruchitzas chamin v'kol gufa betone. That's quite a change. It uses some cipher to get away with that kind of a change. But perhaps we could say like this. And this requires a careful analysis of the sugya in the Sefer Tainus. I assume you all saw the sugya, Rabbi Stein? Did you all see the sugya in the Sefer Tainus? Yes? This requires a little back and forth. Just be patient with me, and we'll meet Hashem and try to take care of it now. We don't have too much time. So I'll take care of the sugya in China. The mission tomorrow, I can start the sugya in Sochim. Briefly, that sugya that Rav Belbel has a piece about. That's the last piece. We have so many Rav Belbels. This is the last one for the foreseeable future. Also a beautiful piece. But let's try to figure out the Gemara here in the Sefer Tainus. The Gemara bothered me. Let me ask you a question. What's the assumption of the Gemara here in Tainus? Is the Bulgaris the same as everybody else, or different than anybody else? What do you say? I'm going to shout in the Gemara. Is Bulgaris the same or different? Different. What's the question? What the kasha? Rama Rav Chizda, Avol Asa Lehoshet Bo B'Mayim B'Chamin. What kind of question is that? We're talking about a special kula of a Bulgaris. Kilei Kloim. What's happening tomorrow? Perhaps bother you kasha. It has to bother you that kasha. If a Bulgaris is different, then what is the kasha from a plain oval? No? Hello double. And it's a mafurish in the Gemara here, I didn't know it's cotton, that kichul and pirichul is also for Bulgaris is mutter. Say the same thing about Chamin. You know where's the kasha? It bothered me terribly. I found something else to say. You asked the kasha? Okay, put it in the Mamma Kamas, no? Didn't? Ritva! Last line in this paragraph. The Ritva asked the kasha. The Ritva asked this kasha. He says, well, this is so mockery by an oval. Even you can't put your finger in hot water, so a Bulgaris, they shouldn't be makil. Let her wash herself with cold water, which will be enough to eliminate the possibility of nevel. Okay? That's it. That's how the Ritva understood. That's how the Ritva understood. So this one effect asks this kasha. Again, if you're machmir so much, you can't even put your finger in hot water. So by a Bulgaris, we can avoid using hot water by just using cold water. There's no coolant. No coolant. Okay? So by Bulgaris, they're made by cold, and otherwise it does. That's not the hemshah of the sugya. That's how the Ritva understands. Not the Ritva understands. So I wanted to throw in a different twist, if I may. So both sides. What about Yom Kippur? Avol Asa Lehoshet Bo, right? Maybe, it's equating something with Avol Yom Kippur. Perhaps. We'll see later the details. Yom Kippur is a special cooler on both sides. So what the cool is? A kala. A kala can wash itself the first month. But only a kala. Special cooler. Not a Bulgaris. Oh. Now we come to what we spoke about earlier. Do we paskin and you can't put your finger in hot water or not? I'm not sure. But Kivega says yes. And the Divrei Sofrim suggested no. Only part of Yod HaVaraglo. If you assume that the Divrei Sofrim that we reject, Rav Chisda lahalacha. So we can say this Gemara here against the Mechaber is going contra Rav Chisda lahalacha. Passes against Rav Chisda, but there's no issue with your one finger into the comment. There's no difference inui with respect to Avelim. So maybe we can have a cooler here as well, even by Son and Kogufo. That's one possible answer. The answer to Kivegas has, I would like to say, as follows. Yes, the Mefurish Gemara, but according to Rav Chisda, a Bulgaris can't put even a finger into hot water. True. But if you don't pass him again, I guess it's Kivegas or Shitasa. If you don't pass him like Rav Chisda, we could say that the cooler exists. But there's still a problem on both sides. Because the Mechaber asked only Kol Gufa. Only Kol Gufa. Didn't say Panah Rav, only Kol Gufa. And then we can suggest, according to Rav Chisda and others like Yom Kippur again, with respect to Chanan. And we know from my Raya from Kala, there's no Hepha for Bulgaris. So it's us. La'alocha, we don't pass like Rav Chisda. Only Panah Rav Rav, that's by an Ovil. Not like Yom Kippur. Then they were maybe not the Panah Rav for Bulgaris in hot water as well. Perhaps. Or, another suggestion. The Mechaber never said it. This is the easiest tariff. He never said it. I give a fancy tariff. He never said it. And he never said it. He said it. He didn't quite say it. Look again. What did the Mechaber say? The Mechaber said, Aval asura v'rechitzas chamen kol gufa. So the Kivag is assuming he's coming to make a deal. Rechitzas chamen kol gufa, but as opposed to ponav yodav v'raglav chamen is Muslim. Not true. Awesome. All this time to say, Rechitzas chamen kol gufa as opposed to what, Rebosai? Rechitzas what? Sonein kol gufa. Sonein kol gufa. That's mutter. That's mutter. The Gemara quotes that possible heter, shloves it up, right? Because maybe the only matter kichul apirchus, and the dina, we pass in halacha, and she's mutteras kol gufa b'tzona, just as kichul apirchus is mutter. The Gemara makes an equation, in kichul and pirchus, and washing your whole body in cold water. It's like we pass in here in Shulchan Aruch, that kichul apirchus is mutter, so too, Kol Gufa B'tzonan is also Mutter. It's against the Chassam Sofer. The Chassam Sofer is in the Feresh and his Hadrah that Rechitzas Kol Gufa B'tzonan is awesome. It's awesome. I got very nervous. Me against the Chassam Sofer. It's not a fair, that's a mismatch. I'm giving you a pshat, quote to my pshat, that the Mechaber never meant to be Matir, or the Kivega refused to be Matir. I gave two theories. The first test was a more complicated test. If we're passing a chisda, you don't passing a chisda, Kivega says yes, and the Rishon says no, a complicated answer. The second answer is simple, he never said it. He never said it, so what did he say? He meant to say, a Rechitzas Chamen Kol Gufa is Asur, as opposed to Rechitzas Chamen Kol Gufa is Asur. So I ran into the son-in-law, some Sofer. And the Kivega says, who says, that's also Asur, here's how it goes. But I'm involved in a mismatch. I was very worried. I opened up the Ritzvah, I'll say. The response is the most foolish. Black on white, that the Bulgarians is mutter to wash her entire body with tonin. Oh, I felt much better. Chassam Sofer didn't have a ritual. If he had a ritual, he wouldn't have said what he said. He didn't have a ritual. The ritual is not to it. So if the ritual is not to it, then I have shakali correct in the Mechaber. He never meant to say Rabbi Kivega accused him of saying. If he meant that he had a terrorist, you know, Pasek of Chisla against Rabbi Kivega. And if he didn't mean it, even better. And he meant to be not to it, that was some said to us, but the ritual is not to it. So the Mechaber comes out okay. We'll stop here and tomorrow with the my brother to this? Give me a come up.
Mm-hmm.